So, from On Your Bike with Tony McDonough and Manila Bike Rides, of course, through Dennis the Chemist over in Manchester, we're delighted to welcome in the studio now the fabulous full-time chaplain of the James Cook University Hospital Chaplaincy, team leader, of course, and lots of other wonderful titles. That's Reverend Marie Edwards. How are you, Marie?
Morning. I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Excellent. It's fair to say that Easter is probably the biggie when it comes to Christian celebrations, really. If we were pushed, you know, really, and I know people get very excited about what's coming up in 168 hours from now. it's all right, just breathe. That's the important thing. But there is this notion that actually, you know, Easter is the major one, but we still have to kind of acknowledge that, you know, from this time of year there is a humongous pressure. That's sort of honest. That you know, it's a bit like you're having to chase around the various houses and hostels, etc., looking for any room at the inn. Because of course, in those days, it was a census. Now, of course, it's a case of, I don't know, going to see Star Wars: The Force Awakens or something. But anyway, it's just a Jedi religion. Anyway, moving on from that, let's go through a couple of key things here, because the first and foremost is that the Peace Light has arrived. 16 years this has been going.
Yes.
And share with us, and of course Heather is in the studio with us as well, what is this Bethlehem Peace Candle? Why is it such a significant aspect of the James Cook University Hospital Chapel of the Good Samaritan?
Yeah, we have this about this time every year. It comes from a little sort of grotto, nativity grotto in Bethlehem, and it travels across the world, across Europe, across many different sort of countries and continents and whatever else, and eventually arrives in our chapel as well as many other places in the area. And it's just kind of like a symbol of peace and hope that just travels around at this time of year, just a reminder. One of the names that we give Jesus is Light of the World, so it's just a reminder that Jesus is the light of the world. He's around the world, everywhere in the world, and just brings that little bit of peace and hope at what is a very special time of year, but what can also be a difficult time of year for people as well here in the hospital over the festive period. So we try to just bring that bit of peace and hope into this place, into the special place that is the chapel, just as a reminder for people who are going through a tough time, really.
And of course, a little not in the general direction of the 4th South Bank Scout Group leader, the wonderfully named Mr. Woof.
Yes,
Arthur, lovely. Fantastic. Arthur Woof from that point of view. So clearly he was part of the whole system. You also had the Play Days young adults coming on.
Teeny
adults. Yeah, they were sort of around from there. So, I mean, obviously a tradition that continues and long may it do so, because I do remember actually when the first one was came across and Reverend Philip Carrington actually was quite interested in developing this, and we weren't quite sure what was to work through, but it seems to have become embedded into festive celebrations for the 21st century.
Yes, yeah, and I mean, like I say, it goes to lots of different places as well. It's over one of the other places I know, it's over at Teesside Hospice as well, they've got it there, and I think it's just important to keep that up and make that links with the past and with tradition and with history, as well as kind of looking forward with it and hope for the future and things like that. So it's kind of linking past with present and future, with lots of different people of lots of different ages, because as you say, we had the kiddies in and they love it and they're fascinated by it and can't understand why they can't just blow it straight out. It's hopefully
patience, children.
Yeah, you know,
that's an important
burning,
sort of thing.
So.
Sometimes I feel Christmas is wasted on the young. No, I didn't say that. It's a different line. Of course, the journey is Bethlehem, Tel Aviv in Israel, of course, Vienna in Austria, and then Dover. So it's sort of worked its way through quite a routine. Heather, were you familiar with the tale of the Christmas, the peace light from Bethlehem?
I wasn't actually until now. I did go to a Catholic school. But yeah, you've enlightened me on the peace light.
Yeah. I see, elucidation, which actually is strangely in keeping with the whole theme of the piece, really. For folk who are listening to this, they might be sort of downloading the podcast as well as listening live. Of course, it can be a very stressful time if you are in hospital, if you're in that sort of perspective, and there is this sense that there's the illusion of having to be forced to enjoy yourself and so on and so forth. From your own thoughts, Marie, any particular advice or things you'd say? I mean, I'm often sort of tempted to say just sometimes breathing and remembering to breathe is actually critical to the whole sort of process.
Yeah, it is. And I think you know, you automatically say to people, Merry Christmas, have a good New Year and all the rest of it. But actually for some people it will be a very difficult, tough and sad time. It will be their first Christmas perhaps without a loved one that they've lost throughout the year. And it doesn't matter whether it's a recent loss or whether it was right at the very beginning of the year. It will be very sharp and very real for them at this time of year when everybody's talking about family gatherings. So we hope that the chapel, especially here and at the Friaridge and the other quiet spaces we've got in the other hospitals, will just give them that space to breathe and to just be quiet and just have some time to themselves to reflect on what the year has held for them.
And of course, one of the great things about the James Cook University Hospital, per se, within the spiritual areas, of course, you've got the opportunity for Islamic prayer groups and various. Because I mean, it is a time where I think, you know, you need to have time to actually reflect on the whole sort of process. It's an important time as we move from one year to another and so on. Who would have thought? 8:60 already, 2016. Moving on, we're going to find out about the services, the times, details of the services, and a few other sort of factors, plus a few other sort of general points about the Christmas season. But we've offered you a choice of music, and despite the fact that you could have gone for The Crystals and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you could have gone for Kylie Minogue and Santa Baby, you could have gone for Santa Claus is Coming to Town with the Partridge Family. All sorts of things. No, you've gone for a classic.
Yes.
You've gone for Harry Lillis or Bing to His Friends. Go on, introduce it in your own inimitable style.
It's White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops listen children listen to hear the sleigh bells in the snow.
Before global warming started off. Still, never mind. It's just a thought. Heather, very important thing now, because it's time for a presentation which I'm going to invite you to actually do the official calendar for the Midweek Drive, and indeed Adventures in Broadcasting for Southside Broadcasting is now going to be presented to Marie Edwards by your good self, because it will become a tradition very much analogous to, of course, the excitement of the Peace Lamp, possibly, you know, of similar significance. But there we are. If I can pass that over to you, good self, to formally present to Marie.
Thank you. If you care
to actually look at February, Marie, as you sort of work your way through the excitement of February, you will see the sheer excitement and commitment there of indeed Rob Nichols, the presenter, of course, and managing editor of Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast and magazine, and Marie in full barefoot. So there we are, you see, Marie. That's to offset the photograph that was taken at the Riverside Stadium earlier, where it obviously wasn't too flattering, but there you are.
Yes, but that's very good, because my birthday's in February.
Well, you see, we always like to go on. Celebrate and rejoice. You've now got that. Sharing some of the adventures that the team have actually been through over the course of the years, and so on and so forth. You recognise some faces, you won't recognise others, but there we are. It's a mixture of things across that face. It's just one good thing after another. Much like Christmas,
full of surprises.
So let's progress on from that. But next year, Heather, you may be in the calendar as well,
of course.
Exactly. It's what graduating from Manchester Drama School can actually bring you.
There you are, you see. What more could you want?
Exactly.
So, times and schedules and services and various other factors. I know that there's usually a Christmas Eve service which is there, and so on. Would you like to share with the listener, and indeed, you know, whether they're on a podcast or listening within the hospital, where people can actually go to, obviously, celebrate Christmas?
Yeah. We will have our final 1 o'clock Eucharist in the chapel on Wednesday of next week. And then on Christmas Eve night, we've got the Salvation Army coming. They usually come for about 7:30, between 7 and 7:30 they meet in the chapel, and then they have a wander around the wards and they sing Christmas carols, so anybody is welcome to join them doing that. And then our Christmas Day service will be at 10:30 in the chapel. It'll just be a half an hour service. But anybody who would like bedside communions and things like that on Christmas Day as well, obviously we'll be providing them as well and wandering around the wards. So.
Rob Nichols and myself, of course, last year, our usual traditional Fly Me to the Moon sort of Christmas special on Christmas Eve. This time around, obviously, but where I don't have a match on Boxing Day, so it's quite interesting. Yeah. But Rob did comment last year that it seemed to be quite busy, actually, in the hospital, because normally when it gets to the December 24th, it's a bit like a ghost town in many ways. Understandably so. You want to ensure that if you can, you probably move home from that. But there's a sort of slight change. I mean, are there more staff working within the trust? I mean, it's a massive campus, of course.
It is a massive campus, and there is a lot of staff. I think there's a lot of restructuring going on at the moment, so I think that will have an effect on where staff are and what they're doing.
We love restructuring in public sector organisations. It's so good. Just don't get me started, Marie. I could go on for a long time.
Well, hopefully this will bring a lot of good sort of reaction on the back of the restructuring. It'll be a bit easier for staff, but obviously the trust as a whole is still working through that. So hopefully that will make a difference with staff and stuff over the Christmas period. But as you say, we do try and get people home for Christmas if it's possible, because obviously that's the best place for people to be. But we are about, as a chaplaincy team, to visit those who've not got any visitors if they're too far away from home and we're still here.
And of course, if you're looking for a few moments quiet and contemplative and such like, the Chapel of the Good Samaritans is open again 24/7 pretty much.
It is, yeah. And also, as you said earlier, we've got our Muslim prayer room that's just next to the chapel, and that's open 24 hours a day as well.
Right, opposite the radio station.
Heather,
any questions you'd like to put to Marie about life, the universe, what it's been like over the last year at the James Cook University Hospital, where she's had a thriving success and a whole sort of fine team? Over to you, Heather.
I did ask you about how busy it gets, didn't I?
I thought
that was lovely that you go out and do bedside and...
We're just very aware of the fact that obviously a lot of the patients just can't come down to the chapel, but they miss, you know, a lot of people, even if they don't go to church regularly throughout the year, they do like to go to church and do lots of different Christmas celebration services over Christmas. You know, they take family who come to visit and stuff like that. So if they can't actually get to a church because they're here in the hospital for whatever reason, then it's just nice that we're about to just share that time with them, really, and give them visitors, like I say, if they're far away from home, or if visitors can't get here till late on the night and stuff. So yeah, do our best to kind of spread ourselves about.
I think so. It's lovely at Christmas. That's just what you need, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we think so. We hope people enjoy it.
And what about yourself, Marie? Will you be getting some break? I mean, because obviously you've got a family as well to look after.
Yeah, we take turns as a chaplaincy team doing sort of Christmas Day and Boxing Day and stuff like that. And it's actually my year off for Christmas Day and Boxing Day this year. So I will be at home with my husband and three children and in-laws and whoever else wants to show up, basically.
But no Borough game on Boxing Day, which is a shame.
But there's one on the Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're off for that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bank holiday, you see, so... I'll be off for that.
There we are. Sorted. So, that's pretty... Any final Christmas thoughts or festive thoughts or New Year thoughts as we sort of wrap up 2015 and head into 2016, Marie?
Well, I always find it quite difficult because everyone says they're going to make New Year's resolutions and things like that, but actually I'm hopeless at thinking of anything exciting to say and do and keeping it anyway. So I think it's just a good time to have a think about what the past year has brought and think about what can you do different for the next year and to make any positive changes and where you can get the support from that from, really.
And a few little nods in the direction of the chaplaincy team, because we mentioned them, and obviously as team leader, do you want to, I mean, I know it's difficult to pick out anybody, you could say for anybody else who knows, but would you like to give them a little message, you know, from yourself via podcast, of course, to them?
They're an absolutely fantastic team. We work out of James Cook and the Friaridge, and they just spread themselves about so much to bring a lot of hope and support to the staff and the patients and their families and things. So thank you very much to them, because obviously, you know, without them, my job is a little bit difficult to do. So.
And Len, of course, responsible for looking after the Monday services as well, regularly broadcast.
Yes, he does. Thing, so. Yeah, Len, our Roman Catholic chaplain, he's lovely as well, goes above and beyond more often than not. So, yeah, well done to them all.
That's what it's all about. Well, have a great festive period. It's been wonderful just sort of sharing that thought, a little more expanded sort of chaplaincy message, and I do like sort of the free former. Hopefully you'll be joining us for more Fly Me to the Moons chaplaincy
Sounds
messages,
good.
Books of the Month and such like in 2016. Yay!